Trent Sicily, you are the all-time leading scorer at Heritage Hills at 1,704 points. I think more, correct me if I'm wrong, but in general, you're the all-time leading scorer at your school. What does that mean to you? And did you ever think that you will be at this point where you're leading your school in history in points?
Yeah, it's really cool, especially for me to get it in 3 years, to get it the last game of this year, during our sectional loss. But just to get it in three was really cool. I grew up in the program. My dad was coaching. Obviously, Blake played for 4 years. To see him enter a 1,000-point club, and then just climb the ranks, and then for me to do it, in 3 years was really special.
Talk about this season, obviously, early exit, but you had a phenomenal season. You averaged a double double, did everything for your team. But what did you take away from this season?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought my playmaking expanded a little bit. I averaged a lot more assists than I had been my previous 2 seasons. So, I thought that was really good for me. But also just, doing like everything, like you said, and averaged double double. So obviously I was rebounding. Became the school's all-time leading rebounder too.
Oh,
So that was cool. And then
that's huge. Congrats on that.
Thank you. So, that was cool, getting that in 3 years also. But, just like you said, doing everything this year kind of for our team.
Absolutely. What's it like? I didn't when I played at Bowman Academy from like 2008, 2012. I was very fortunate to play for Bowman under his name was Coach Marvin Ray, who passed away. But we didn't have the media attention like you guys have now. How do you kind of soak in the media attention, obviously with the video, the tweets, how do you maintain and stay composed and still like do you?
Yeah, it's very cool, doing what you do on the floor, and then after the game being able to, like you said, the video, being able to see everything. But
Right.
it's just the hours in the gym nobody sees is like what goes into all that, and why are
Right.
people there watching you? So just staying composed and doing what you do, even though all those distractions and everything else is going on around you.
Absolutely. Have you ever like just got nervous one rip when you see all those cameras baseline? Whereas like, man, like I
Not
can't mess up
really.
on this play or at the free throw line. 'Cause again, I did like I play with Marcus Teague, Deshaun Thomas, guys that like 10 years ago, right? Or Trey Lyles or James Blackman, right? They would come and see those guys. I was a role player, but like for you, man, you see all these cameras baseline. Like what goes through your mind? Just hoop?
Yeah, pretty much, just do what I do. Not trying to do anything special.
Right.
Form, all that stuff will come, throughout the flow of the game and stuff. So, just do what I do and pretty much just hoop.
Absolutely. How's the recruitment going? I know you've been on a lot of visits. What's some of the schools that's been gaining interest of you?
Yeah, IU was just up there. What day was that? A day this
Not
last
too long.
weekend.
Yeah,
I think
not
it
too
was
long
Sunday,
ago.
so yeah, so I was just at IU, been to a few Purdue games this year. So, that's been good. Michigan State's been really involved, Notre Dame also. So, all four of those schools have been down this year to see me at some point.
That's big time. Who do you model your game after?
I don't really
Or an
have no like
NBA.
specific player.
Got it. How
Yeah,
would how
I
would
don't
you
really have
des
no specific player, but
how would you describe your game to someone who's listening and they're familiar with you, they heard about your name, they know the buzz, they know what you could do. How would you describe your game to that person?
I think I would just say like athletic, can knock down three ball, off kick out, stuff like that. But I like playing in transition stuff. I love to play above the rim, but also being able to shoot the rock helps. So I think that's kind of how I describe my game to other people.
What was that game that stood out to you this year? Whether it was scoring or, having a double double. What's that game you kind of think about as if it was yesterday?
Yeah, I don't remember what school it was, but I think my stat line was like 25, 12, and like maybe 7 assists. So, I was real close to that triple double, but I think that was a lot of times this year, just racking up those assist numbers was cool.
What it does it mean to you to have like the whole community and fan support to support you in all your endeavors when you go out on the floor, if you have a bad game, but still getting that love? How much does that mean to you and help you continue to do you?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, like I said, I grew up here. I grew up in the program. My dad was a coach, you know, watched my brother play and, you know, his teammates. So it's big, you know, just to have them behind me every single game, home and away. You know, it's just really cool that I've had this for 3 years now.
What are you looking for? Obviously, when that time comes, you know, make your decision. But what are you looking for in a school at the next level?
Yeah, you know, somewhere with a, you know, good opportunity for me, you know, good plan for me, but also somewhere that feels like family and home, obviously, but then, you know, somewhere that wins a lot too. So that's really my main priorities.
Absolutely. How big was it to have like the Indiana All-Star, NBA All-Star, I'm sorry, be in Indianapolis? You know, I see the shirt. Did you go to any of the events? Did you go to the dunking contest or any other three-point?
No, I didn't go to any of the events, but you know, I watched them on the TV and stuff. I got this shirt the weekend before the All-Star weekend. I was up there watching a Pacers game, so
big time. No, that's awesome. Yeah. And then last question before we wrap up, what are some of, you know, your skill set? What are you working on to get better and enhance, you know, obviously until AAU season starts?
Yeah, you know, I just been working on being able to play off my dribble more, you know, being able to get to my spots, create my own shot a little bit better. Because, you know, my spot up, you know, threes have been there for a while now. You know, those have been pretty consistent. But, you know, now I'm just trying to transition more to a little bit more of a guard role, play off the ball screen, stuff like that.
What do you have upcoming next, Trent? Obviously, it's postseason. Any events or that you have going on?
Nah, not really. You know, just getting ready for AAU season with Indiana Elite. We got some training camps, you know, later in the month, early April. So that'll be pretty good.
Who are some of the guys on your team for Indiana Elite that you're looking forward to playing with alongside this season?
Yeah, you know, Braylon Mullins from Greenfield Central, Malachi Moreno, Desmond Briscoe. You know, those will be, you know, three dudes that are I'll play a lot with this summer, and it'll be my first time playing with them. So it should be pretty fun. We should be pretty good.
Awesome, Trent. Again, I appreciate you coming on a podcast. I'm looking forward to covering you this spring on the Adidas circuit. And I'm a fan of you. You know, it's been a minute. It's been long overdue to have you on the pod, but I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you too.